show, you hoser.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. There's a new syndrome that has been discovered. It's called MMS, Multitude Madness Syndrome, MSS, or MMS. I invented it because I see the madness in this country, and to go along with MMS, I'll read an article out of the DailyWire.com. Quoting, rich New Yorkers undergo bizarre surgical procedure to cut pee breaks on the way to the Hamptons. MMS. Wealthy New Yorkers headed to the Tony Hamptons are getting a surgical procedure that allows them to endure bumper-to-bumper traffic without having to pee, according to TheInsider.com. One doctor says he is doing up to a dozen of the operations per week as the summer beach season moves into full swing. A lot of people have problems with this issue, said Dr. David Susterman, a New York urologist who's been advising the procedure with the tagline, race to the Hamptons, not to the bathroom. He told the outlet, they come out to the Hamptons, they have to stop four or five times on the way, but can't find a restroom. And this is from Jeff at Wiki at Wick Wilkes 5697. This is what they do. This is what these mad, insane people do. Listen to this. For men, the procedure is officially known as prostate artery embolization. Doesn't sound good to me. For women, it's dubbed bladder Botox. Bladder Botox for women and prostate artery embolization for men. Schusterman told Insider he's seen a demand for the operation skyrocket this spring as the rich flock to their multi-million dollar summer homes on the trip of Long Island. I don't see them until around May, he said. Then all of a sudden, May comes and they care more. When they're in a car with a bunch of people, they're embarrassed because they have to go to the bathroom every hour. The men's procedure, which shrinks the prostate by restricting blood flow to it, takes about an hour and costs $20,000. For women, the answer to annoying pee breaks involves a small scope inserted through the urethra to inject Botox. It stays effective for 6 months, and it costs a tenth of what the male solution runs. Now, you know, these men now that are women, they can just take the women procedure and they can go through the urethra in these new manshees and inject Botox into the bladder. MMS, Multitude Madness Syndrome. A 60-year-old man who got the procedure done weeks ago told Insider, COVID made traffic to the glamorous getaway worse than ever. With the pandemic, most of New York just moved out of their Hamptons house, he said. They relocated, and it caused a lot of traffic. Then, listen to this. And on the way to the Hamptons, alcohol is really bad. It has a direct irritation effect on the bladder, he said. Drink plain water, hydrate, but don't overhydrate. You don't want to be stuck on the road with nowhere to go. That's just to begin with. Now we'll talk about an old friend of ours. And a fully vaxxed, double-boosted mask admirer, Anthony Fauci, is suffering. The 81-year-old reportedly had mild symptoms, and of course he said the words, he had COVID. Of course, Fauci followed the CDC guidelines and ingested the government-blessed treatment, Paxlovid, but due to his age and the possible risks from the virus, it should have taken care of the problem. But no, during an event at Foreign Policy's Global Health Forum, Fauci admitted he had not had a good experience. Quoting Fauci, after I finished the 5 days of Paxlovid, I reverted to negative on an antigen test for 3 days in a row. But on the fourth day, just to be absolutely certain, I tested myself again and I reverted back to positive. And then, interestingly, Fauci admitted, this is becoming more and more typical based on more clinical studies. Bloomberg reports large numbers of patients have reported the phenomenon often called COVID rebound or Paxlovid rebound, of returning symptoms after taking a full course of the Pfizer's drug. When Fauci started taking the second course of Paxlovid, after experiencing symptoms of COVID, he was much worse than in the first go-around. Now, near completion of the 5-day oral treatment, he said he was still enduring symptoms, but he felt reasonably good. What is the word? You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. We'll be back with more madness. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
Far, we've been traveling far, without a home. Not without a star. Free, only one will be free. We've huddled close, hang on to a dream. On the boats and on the planes, they're coming to America. Never looking back again. They're coming to America. Home. Don't it seem so far away?
They are coming to America. They are coming illegally. And they will continue to come. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 51, it says that an end-time nation, an empire at the end of the world, will be invaded by foreigners as a beginning of the judgments of God on an end-of-the-world empire. And one of the punishments of God on nations that would deny and would refuse to acknowledge God from the positions of power within the nations, God would send judgments on these nations. And one of the judgments is invasion through migration of citizens coming from all over the world, people coming from all over the world, coming into that nation, the end of the world nation, America, illegally, unlawfully. There's nothing we can do to change it. The rulers, the people in positions of power, political power in this country, are following a script. They have to abide by what the Bible tells them they have to do. Yes, we see an individual that is illegally in office, allowing migration like never before, opening the borders. It is a punishment on the nation for refusing to acknowledge God in the halls of power. Nations that will acknowledge God, like a president acknowledging God from his position as president, will be blessed. We saw 4 years of blessing on this nation when Donald Trump was in office. He acknowledged every time he was before the podium, he acknowledged God, the God of heaven. He blessed the country. He blessed the people of this nation. He blessed the people of the nations that he visited. He would bless them in the name of God with the blessings of God on those nations. And for 4 years, this nation had a reprieve. We were in the eye of a hurricane. But once they removed Donald Trump from office, the second half winds of the coming hurricane have begun. They began. They are continuing to increase. This is a sign that we are at the end of the world. When the judgments of God come, the people begin to turn back to God. Many, not all, but many people begin to turn back to God because they can see the hand of God and the punishment of God on a nation. Are we a nation blessed? Are we a nation cursed? Okay. Now, so you have a nation that has opened the borders to the finest people that the other nations have to offer. Oh, I guess I should really tell you the truth. We get basically that is termed the dregs of the societies of the world. We get the worst. We get the uneducated. We get those that are diseased, those that are also insane, mad. We get those who are terrorists, who are murderers, who are corrupt, drug dealers. That's who is coming in to the borders. America is being judged because we refuse to allow a man who was bringing blessing to the country to continue. The children of the devil do not want the nation to be blessed. They want to bring curses upon this nation. Now, we have the G7 taking place in Europe, and it was called at one time the G8. But because they have eliminated Russia from coming to these meetings, we now have the G7. Russia, here in America, we are not aware. Russia is very victorious in the operation, in the conflict taking place in Ukraine. Russia is destroying the Nazi forces, the powers of the Nazi groups in Ukraine. And Zelensky just yesterday came out and he said they need $5 billion a month to keep the war going. Other European nations have stated, Jan Stoltenberg, he said that he's kind of double-minded. One week he'll say that this war, we're going to bring it to an end quickly because we're supporting Ukraine. Then another week he'll say this war might continue for another decade. And the sanctions that have been put on Russia have not hurt Russia. They have hurt all the European countries that have been trading with Russia, that Russia has been exporting gas and oil to. These nations are in a hurt. And the mainstream media in this country continues to present the fact that the sanctions are really forcing Russia to reconsider this war. No, they're not reconsidering anything. Russia is not backing away. The United States continues to push for bringing Ukraine into NATO. And Russia is warning America, warning NATO and Europe, the European nations, do not allow them, if they should bring Ukraine into NATO, then we can, the United States, the NATO nations, can begin to bring nuclear weapons into Ukraine on Russia's border. Vladimir Putin has stated he's not going to allow that. It will not happen. Russia is winning the war. He's winning the hearts of the people of the nations. The presidents and prime ministers and leaders of the nations that are not tied into the world global system of the West. I think there are 777 million, I'm trying to remember, people that are in NATO. And there is 3-point-something billion in the BRICS. I have that article. I should read it, but I'm going from memory. Russia is winning that conflict. And Russia is, and Vladimir Putin is continuing to diplomatically, as far as diplomacy, there are more of the old Soviet nations that are now beginning to dialogue with Vladimir Putin. There are talks. There's communication. These other nations also are, like Argentina and Iran, have decided that the best way for these nations to, the direction they need to take, which would be best for the people of their nations, is to join the BRICS alliance economically, to trade with the BRIC nations. It is Vladimir Putin's strategy, diplomatically, he's been very victorious in this one matter. Then with the matter of eventually Putin began to rebuild his army after he became president in 2000, the end of 1999. Well, in 2014, the United States with NATO, they decided they better start building the military forces in that region, because they realized that they had given Vladimir Putin about a 14-year head start in preparing for conflict. Actually, it was in 2008 when the NATO nations decided they better start preparing for conflict with Russia. They knew in 2008, when Obama was elected, there was going to be conflict. But Putin knew already, after the Clinton administration had ended, he knew already that the United States was planning to, at some point in the near future, begin a campaign against Russia, and that campaign would be in the Ukraine. And Vladimir Putin immediately took his economy and, to the best of his ability economically, with the sale of energy and resources to the other nations, he was able to begin to build a military planning for a future conflict with the United States, with the NATO nations, and with some of the European nations, and with the rest of the world. Now, that's just militarily. He also realized there was going to be an economic war, and there were going to be sanctions placed against Russia. Putin, because of his knowledge of the way in which the United States sanctions other nations, he realized he'd better prepare, because sanctions would come, and they did come here too, about a year, 5 months ago, 4 months ago, 5 months ago, almost six now. And sure enough, Putin went into Ukraine to begin to eliminate the military forces that had been put in Ukraine starting back in 1947, especially in the 90s during the Clinton administration and in the Bush Jr. administration, and then what expanded during the Obama years. Putin knew it was coming, and he prepared for it. He prepared really simply economically, he prepared militarily, and he began, in spite of the negativity of the nations that surrounded Russia, he began to diplomatically work and to build an economic system with China, with Brazil, India, South America. He knew what was coming. There had to be, according to the Bible, at the end of the world, there would be two economic systems in conflict with each other. The global one world government, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, economic system that will come. It's being put in place, but they don't have the technology to fully implement it presently. They're working on it. They're trying to get all the corporations tied in digitally, but they haven't done it yet. That's why it's taking a while. But in the meantime, there had to be an alternate system. According to the Bible, it would be more Eastern: Russia, China, India, and South Africa. The Asian nations, other than Japan, South Korea, they wouldn't be part of it. But during the time of Antichrist, there will be two economic systems in the world. We're watching this play out presently. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com. We'll be back.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our preferred metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Get your electrified.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Night in the desert, shooting stars across the sky. This magical journey will take us on a ride, filled with the longing, searching for the truth. Will we make it till tomorrow? Will the sun shine on you? Midnight in the desert, and we're listening.
And we're going to continue. Now, the reason what I'm presenting is important is Russia is winning that battle because Russia must continue to become great for a coming war that she's going to have with other nations when they invade Israel. Russia is now selling most of its oil and natural gas to China and to India. Russia, China, India, China's sisters in Asia, they're pretty much working together. And China is selling Russia. Russia needs, you know, Russia has a stockpile of weapons. So does China. China has been sending military weapons to Russia for the conflict in Ukraine. Russia needs a has to be fully armed when she invades Israel. And Russia is going to also supply arms to some of the other nations that will come with her. China will also supply those weapons. But I'm afraid that NATO, the United States, some of the European nations, Canada, are also supplying Ukraine, and those weapons are disappearing down the black hole. And these weapons are going to, they don't know where these weapons are going. They're not going to the Ukrainian soldiers. They're going elsewhere. The big battle, the big battle that people will be confused in believing that this big battle coming when Russia invades Israel, they're going to believe that that is Armageddon. No, it won't be Armageddon. China's not going to be involved in that war. Armageddon, China is involved with all of the Asian sisters. So, the Russian war, the big Russian war, is not Armageddon. It is just the Gog-Magog war. Eventually, when that war is completed, Russia and most of her her army is going to be destroyed. At that point, China will be the sole enemy of the United States of America. It will be China that will be the, will be at war with China. The East versus the West. There also will be another army, the Islamic army, that they will still be, this army, the Islamic army, they will still be at odds with one another. There's going to be division within the nation of Islam. But still, they will be an Islamic force, and eventually that force, along with the kings of the East, along with Antichrist and the forces of the West, will be at the Battle of Armageddon. That battle doesn't take place in a day. It's probably about a month battle, I would think. Somewhere in that vicinity. Now, China is buying up farms in America. And this was out of Politico.com. They've been buying up about 192,000 agricultural areas throughout the U.S. worth about $1.9 billion. And China's investments in other nations has grown 10 times since 2009. It's part of the One Belt, One Road plan of China. And just this early in the week, the Obama administration decided to put in $200 million to begin to counter China's One Belt, One Road system. Well, that's foolish. China's investing billions. We're investing $200 million. You're using a 22 to kill an elephant. Then, China owns, let's see, how much the acreage in Ukraine is about a tenth of the available farmland is owned by or is controlled by China in Ukraine. And the with the famines that are coming, they're going to get worse. Now, closer to home, So you have China buying up all this land. Here in Colorado, I mentioned yesterday that they're going to put in this Buc-ee's northwest of Johnstown. And I found out from a friend that the real estate company that's involved, one of them, there might be many, that is involved in that project is actually owned by Bill Gates of Hell. Also, it's known that Gates has been buying up property quietly in the Berthoud area, kind of in the same area. Why? Why in Colorado? Also, what I am suspecting that, now I'm looking to try to find what I'm going to present to you. I'm wondering what type of communication is taking place with Gates, directly or indirectly, with the governor of this state. I wonder what the plans are. You see, Colorado is a New World Order center, and they believe it will be the one of two, possibly two New World Order centers. The one in the United States will probably be right here at DIA. The second center for the New World Order will be in Israel. So you'll have the center west, center east. These two global areas, one will control basically the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Central America, most likely North-South America. The other global center in Israel, and eventually Antichrist, that will be his global center in Israel. That will be the control center of all of the Middle East and, for the most part, Europe. Things are developing presently that it's very hidden. It's hidden, but the Bible does tell about these plans of these enemies of God, the secrets of the enemies of God, and the what is developing now that we don't see is going to be made known here. Christ said that all these things will be brought out into the open. So, does Bill Gates, is there a plan in Colorado with Gates? I believe so. With the present governor of this state? I believe so. Eventually, if I'm correct, when the coming, as the world understands, an Antichrist, when he comes to power, the nation that he is the leader of, unrighteously, illegally, but given to him by God, he will eliminate the states. With this matter of what happened with the states being given the right to choose whether or not there's going to be abortion. Well, when the coming ruler comes into power, I believe that the state governments will be, for the most part, done away with, and there will be regions. Now, you know that going back to the late 80s, early 90s, there's been talk in the Patriot movement, in the conservative movement, that there would be regions in this country, regions 1 through 10. I can see how that, I've always thought it would have to be eventually, but now I see that with the power being given back to the states, the coming ruler cannot allow that. He has to break the country into regions and put in place, according to the Bible, the people that he chooses. And in his coming, when he becomes the Antichrist, women will not really be given anything. I've been looking into what the Bible says. I think he actually destroys the women's lib movement. Antichrist is not going to be a friend of women, no matter how powerful women in this country politically are. I think the Antichrist that's coming is going to break the power structure of women in this country. The only ones that he will really align himself with are the witches, people in the occult, women in the occult. But as far as a women's movement, women in office, things of this nature, if I'm correct, and I'm looking into it, he is going to do away with the liberal women's movements in this country. I didn't want to shock you, but there's something I wanted to present. I've been thinking about it, and I thought, well, I have a few minutes, so I thought I'd present it to you. The women in the LGBT, the women in the women's lib movement, all these women that have power presently, I don't think Antichrist is going to want a lot of women in his administration. I'm just saying this to women. There is a great attack coming on these women that have been pushing for all these policies in this country going back 100 years. Now, if you're in the occult, you'll be welcomed. If you're not in the occult, if you're just there for political power, well, you're not going to be successful. So you have China buying up land. You have Gates buying up land. There is more land in Weld County. Well, I shouldn't say there's more land in Weld County, but Weld County is, why would the purchase of this property be up in the Weld County area or Larimer County, north of Denver? What's the purpose? The only thing I can think of, the only reason you'd want to put a Buc-ee's up in this area is because there are big plans for Colorado. I did tell a friend yesterday, I've never told you this. In 1998, before I began my ministry, the Holy Spirit told me one day, it was in late summer, but the Lord told me that millions of people, many people would come to move to Colorado. This is in 1998. That many, many people would move to Colorado. I told a friend on Wednesday that's a realtor, and he said in 1998 there was about 3.5 million people in Colorado. But now there's over 7 million plus. Well, what the Holy Spirit told me back then is accurate. And I guess I heard correctly. And there are more people coming here. And I eventually thought about it. And I guess I asked the Holy Spirit, why? And the main answer that came was water. That would be the number one matter, water. But it probably, that's just one matter. The other matter is, and I didn't know it back then, because we would be a center, the Global New World Order Center. And also what happened is this matter of the airport. Building, taking an airport that was working just fine, Stapleton, and building the DIA. Because under DIA, as many of you know, it's common knowledge, all of the network of tunnels and, well, I don't know, just massive underground areas that you can house people, food, who knows what you can put under there. I have friends that worked out there when they were building it, and they said clear out away from the main terminal, they would see ways to go and drive equipment underground. Then, at the same time, one of the stations down in Denver, they'd fly helicopters over the project, and they found a fifth runway, I think it was north of the main terminal, and they wondered what that runway was for, and they buried it. And maybe a half a year later, they went back and took video from above, and that runway had disappeared. And somebody asked, what happened to that runway? They said, well, they buried it. So something interesting is happening in this state. But the Lord did tell me there would be many, many, many people coming to Colorado. Now, for the Christians in the audience, I'll tell you another thing. You might understand it. Because of a great spiritual move that would take place in Colorado on behalf of God Almighty, a great spiritual move, many people that would move here will be given the opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus, to be born again, to have their sins forgiven, and they will be His children for eternity. But also, those that would come, and they would come in mass, that didn't and wouldn't receive Christ, would fight the plan of God, would be involved in the occult, and they would be judged. They would be punished. So God is fair. There would be those that would be blessed and receive eternal life, and the others would fight those who received eternal life. There would be a spiritual battle of Christians against the occult, the body of Christ, the children of God fighting the children of the devil right here in Colorado. It's coming to pass. We'll be back to finish out in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com. We'll be back.
Hey, man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360KHNC.com, click the shop.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that started on $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay. I don't really like to, on this program, talk too much about what I would talk about on my Sunday program, which you should join me on, at 9 to noon, Sundays, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. But the Christians in this area, they don't know really the insights to what God has planned for Colorado. In 1998, also the Lord told me there would be two things that would come out of Colorado. Colorado is a state of rivers. I forget how many rivers start out of Colorado. And the Lord told me the Colorado River initially was the Green River. But Colorado being as powerful as it was, it changed the name from the Green River to the Colorado River, the Red River. Out of Colorado and the agencies, U.S. government agencies of the end of the world, great, great death and bloodshed would come out of this high mountain. Great bloodshed internationally. But at the same time, the Holy Spirit told me, I will also, out of this high place, I will flood the nation and the world with great, great blessing. I will flood, my Holy Spirit will also, in spite of the bloodshed that will come out of Colorado, there will be a big spiritual move that will be like a move of the Holy Spirit, a move of water, like natural water that goes out to, I forget how many states. There would be a spiritual move, and the water of that spiritual move, the blessing of that spiritual move, will go out also over this country. And it is coming to pass. So Colorado, as a high area, as a mountain, and remember the occult world, they always would go to the high places to do their sacrifice. Has there been a lot of sacrifice take place in Colorado? Well, sure, in the mountains up above Colorado, there's a lot of sacrifice. There are caves where there's ritual. There are generational Satanists that have operations all along the Front Range, up in the mountains, and in some of the cities. One of the great New Age centers, Boulder, Colorado, another, Fort Collins, all along the Front Range will come evil. But at the same time, there will be great spiritual blessing to the children of God in this country. I normally would talk about something like this on my Sunday program. I will talk about it more on the Sunday program so that the children of God have an insight. There would be very, very powerful satanic individuals that would come out of this state. Also, there will be God's mighty children that know Him, that love Him, that also will come out of this state. So do the devil worshipers know about this? They've been suspecting something. They don't know exactly what it is, but they do suspect. Their prophets in the occult, they do tell them when God is up to something, and they don't like it, and they try to find out what it is. God hides these things from them. So join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And podcast for that program and this program, 1360khsc.com. God bless you. I know you're having withdrawal syndrome already. I will see you on Tuesday, not Monday, Tuesday. But I will be here live Sunday. See you then.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society.
As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude, we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the U.S., back in
the U.S.S.R. You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.